Hello and welcome to From Fear to Fire, secrets to overcome fear, embrace your gifts, and achieve success. This is the place where real people share real challenges and where you can find a common bond and uncommon wisdom through their journeys to help you move from fear to fire. I am Heather Hansen O'Neill. I am your host. And today's quote is by Keith Ferrazzi. The currency of real networking is not greed, but generosity. And we have someone who knows all about real networking. It is Kimberly Jeter. She's amazing. She leverages the power of networks to help individuals, organizations, and communities to thrive. Powered by her own network, she succeeded in a 30-plus year career that spans six continents and bridges multiple generations, cultures, communities, sectors, and industries. One-time strangers became lifelong friends and lifelines. She's amazing. You're absolutely going to love her. I can't wait to bring her on and introduce her to you. Kimberly, welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Heather. Thank you so much for having me. And I love that quote by
I
about
figured you might
generosity.
like that one. It's right up your alley.
Yeah, I think networks should be based on curiosity, generosity, and gratitude. So it's a perfect lead-in for us.
It is. And I definitely want to get to those three keys that you talk about and dive deeper into them. But I just want to make sure, because I gave you like a super brief bio, why don't you let our listeners know, is there anything that you'd like to share about the journey of how you got to where you are today?
Sure, everything that I've been able to do or achieve have been firsts for the organizations that I've worked for or in the communities that I've been in, but they were only possible because I was able to leverage the power of networks, right? So I was able to design a training program for women entrepreneurs when I was 23. What did I know about entrepreneurship? Nothing, but I was able to reach out to some experts, get permission to use some of their materials, and then I was able to add my own context and put it into place. But it was leveraging somebody else's expertise and credibility, and then eventually moving into the oil and gas sector and learning about subsea trees and supplier development and different tiers of suppliers, only by having partners in the oil and gas industry or working with volunteers who had been in that industry to lead the way. So everything, every step of the way that I've done that's been something new has been an opportunity for me to think about who's done this before? Who might I be able to learn from and then reach out and engage them? So my life has been filled with lots of fun, exciting pivots, and amazing people. And every time I meet somebody, it's a joyous adventure. Just like meeting you has been a ton of fun. So, thank you for the opportunity to share.
I love this. I love the journey. And listeners, you're in for a real treat because Kimberly really, she walks her talk. And she, you know, not just has the network, but she's cultivated the network because of who she is and what she does. Now, something that I read about you, Kimberly, is said, my network is for life and is a source of joy, inspiration, and strength. I mean, that is just so powerful. And you kind of said something similar to that right here. Do you have any specific stories beyond the initial ones that you mentioned, like something where you're like, oh, this person brought me just a spark of joy or lit me up or provided strength when I was feeling down? Or do you have something that you'd like to share like that?
Yeah, there are so many personal stories. I have an amazing colleague right now in Zimbabwe, Anna Matsika, who is one of the most inspirational people you will ever meet in your lifetime. And we were connected by Annie Chippenberry in South Africa, who said, hey, you need to meet. And it's been a fun and delightful journey getting to know her as we talk about leadership and partnership and the different cultural backgrounds and perspectives and the lived experiences that we've had and just the beautiful insights that she brings to life. And then the work that she's doing in her community to help girls get education, to help people learn about their rights, right? She's doing so much to make change in her community. It's an inspiration every day. Or being able to talk to Elaine Beek, who's one of the leaders in talent development, and see that all that she's doing to support others to get into the industry, to help them achieve success and pave their journey. It's a ton of fun to meet these amazing, generous human beings.
I love that. And so I think now this is a perfect segue into those three keys to successful networking that you alluded to in the beginning, but now I want you to dive a little bit deeper. Let me make sure I have this right. Curiosity, generosity, and gratitude, right? Or am I on?
Yes.
Okay, good. So tell us a little bit more about where you came up with that and how you use it.
Had the opportunity to write about networking and how it's impacted my life, and those just happened to be three themes that have come up. I don't like to ask for things, right? I'm not a very transactional person. It's all about the relationship. I'm introverted, I'm shy. I, created the moniker nauseous networker because every time you go to an event, you're like, this is going to be horrible. But it's not really once you think about it with curiosity, right? Who do I get to meet today? What is their story? What's their journey been like? It's a beautiful opportunity to meet somebody and see them light up. And I always ask the question, hey, what lights you up? What are you passionate about? What are you leaning into today? And then they start telling you their story or their journey or something amazing that's happened in their life. I was just even recently in DC and at the farmer's market, and a gentleman handed me a rose. And then he started sharing and having a conversation. I just stopped and listened to this conversation, but he was telling me about his experience on public television and what he watched, and a story about a woman with Alzheimer's and how she used to be an executive in a company and took pictures of all of her outfits because she knew that she would need to be fancy. And so she took pictures of them. So then when her memory gets worse, she'll be able to assemble the outfits and still feel like herself. And then he shared finance strategies. Like it was a wonderful moment of serendipity, right? But it only happened because of curiosity. Or when you see somebody doing something super cool that you want to meet, you can reach out to them and ping them on LinkedIn or whatever channel that you meet and say, "Oh, I saw that you're leading this leadership, program. Can you tell me more about it? How did you get into this?" But curiosity is a huge thing. Ask them everything about their life and their passions or their challenges, but just be curious.
Love that. I love that. And generosity in particular is a big part of networking for you. And I believe it's how we started, right, with the quote.
Yes.
But I believe very strongly that if you seek first to serve, it will come back. And it may not come back from the same place that you're out there doing something. It's just a karmic thing. But what are your thoughts on that?
No, I love the fact that you posted, that it's a karmic thing. It is. And I think it's so much fun to give, right? And when you're networking and you believe in the power of your network and you engage with curiosity, you hear different elements of somebody's story and you can make connections for them, right? Because you have a different set of experiences, a different set of people, and ideas and perspectives. So when you're having that conversation, you could be like, "Oh, Heather, I know who you should meet. Heather, you should come here to the Transform Conference and you would love it." Right? These are your people, and they would fit with all of the work that you're doing and that, elements and fire. This is a beautiful space for you. But engaging with generosity, if you're meeting somebody young, how might you share examples of your career, see where they want to go? Do you have somebody that you could introduce them to for a mentoring conversation or an informational interview, or suggest an industry that they look into? With different entrepreneurs, it's making connections for them. Where might they want to show up? What type of customers might be useful for them? Are they struggling with developing their pipeline? Can you help them with a strategy. It can be any number of things, but in terms of how I do it, it's usually making random connections.
But they're all connected like a web, right? So it seems
Absolutely.
random, but I don't know, right? It's like it all seems like predestined to me. And lastly, you talk about gratitude. So how does that tie in?
I think we should be grateful for everything in life. Like, I'm grateful for you and you're creating this opportunity for me and all of the patience that you've shared and having conversations around leadership and networking and where we come together. I just think I'm so appreciative of your time and your energy and your vision and the way that you lead people and take them on a journey of discovery and set them up for success. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the mentors in my life and probably send way too many thank you notes. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm having a really
Never
good
too
day.
many thank you
Thank
notes.
you. Or sending pictures of a sunset to somebody. Or I have a client that I've known for now, I don't know, 25 plus years, and we're on WhatsApp. I'll be at the beach. I'll be like, I was thinking of you today, and I'll send her a little video of the beach recording. She's from Dominica originally, so the beach is a special place for her. But I'm grateful that we met way back 25 plus years ago. She's somebody who's changing the world, and every time that we meet, we have an energizing, delightful conversation, and it's just incredible. It opens up my world in so many ways. So I'm just always filled with gratitude. So if somebody's making time for you, say thank you. And gratitude lights up the world. Like, you see people's faces light up with a smile. I'm here at this conference, so I've made it my mission, and I've done this for a couple of years, of recognizing people who are unseen traditionally, right? So if you're at the airport, say thank you to the person that's cleaning the bathroom. They'll pause and they'll be a little bit surprised. Wait, what? You're talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Tell me more. And I've had so much fun here at the conference talking to Helene. She's one of the women that's the, information person to help everybody get to where they're going, and talking to Marcy in the expo booth, and Candy is one of the servers, and just having fun when you pause and they have a conversation with them and say thank you. Their faces light up and it changes, like their whole body, like they stand up straighter. It's beautiful. So you can see that in small moments every day. Just thank somebody if you're going to a fast food restaurant, or at the grocery store, and those little ripples, they extend, right? And they bring that back into their next interaction. So I think when you're thinking about networks, especially if you're the nauseous networker type like me, or you've benefited from somebody who's like a next level networker like you, where you're like finding people like me and making a nice warm welcome, just say thank you, right? Like, say thank you to everybody that you're meeting and in your network, right? That opens the door for you to have a future conversation. And it just makes everybody feel a little lighter and brighter.
It's just so expansive, like energetically
Yes.
expansive. I love that you do it. And you're so real and authentic with it when you do it. It's not like, anybody can say thank you, that's awesome. But the way you do it, it's like your heart is coming out of your pores. And I just love that. It's just so beautiful. But I encourage everyone, whether you feel like you're good at it or not, to just start A, feeling the gratitude, and then B,
Absolutely.
actioning it, expressing it along the way. And it's small moments to big ones. It doesn't matter. It's still all the same expansive energy. So I love what you're doing with that, Kimberly. That's fantastic. There's something else that I read that you said that I thought might be kind of fun to talk about. You said joy in the work is elevating and celebrating talent. Amazing people everywhere and lots of hidden gems. So I was wondering about how leaders who are maybe, because you're talking about celebrating talent, how they can use some of your concepts in networking when it comes to finding retaining or whatever it might be as it relates to talent. Does it correlate at all?
Oh, absolutely. It does. And I had so much fun designing the onboarding for our staff. Excuse me, I had a frog in the throat, but start with onboarding, right? You're attracting talent. They're coming to your company. They're excited. They're enthusiastic. How can you build on that energy? First, you have to start with curiosity. Tell me, Heather, what brought you to this company? Oh, I read this about your past experience. Can you tell me more about that leadership program? Tell me more about FIRE. Why is that important? Oh, how might you apply that here? And by the way, I think it would be great for you to meet John in this department or meet Anna in our global office. And you start facilitating. You're honoring the people as they're coming in. So as a leader, that's your job. You want to make them feel seen, valued, heard, understood, and appreciated, right? So that starts with day one. Where are you coming from? Thanks for bringing your expertise, your fresh ideas, and your perspective. And then you start making connections for them within your organization. And that keeps people engaged. And then also, when you're thinking of curiosity, generosity, and gratitude, generosity comes in with honoring their expertise, but also giving them an invitation and permission to bring that expertise to the job. And I always love telling people, hey, you are going to probably find some things that we can do better here in this organization. Keep track of it and know that at the time that was probably just the way that we did it to get something done, or did it based on the resources that we had in the moment. So feel free to then be curious and ask questions about why we're doing it, and then make recommendations on how we might be able to do it better. And that generosity of giving them permission to bring their self and their ideas to the organization, that gives them more meaning to their job, more motivation, and more purpose, right? And then just thank them, right? Thank you for doing this. And oftentimes people be, I'm just doing my job. Yes, but I love how you do your job. So thank you, right? That's great. And then just in terms of elevating and celebrating talent, it's really when you look down the pipeline, right? I benefited from being in a leadership position. I benefited from always just seeing an opportunity and seizing it. But I worked with global teams, right? They're distant, they're removed, they weren't in the office. People didn't see the work that they were doing. So I was able to identify brilliant people doing brilliant things and bringing them into the organization. How can I get them in front of an executive? How can I get them in front of the board? We're doing a strategy session. Can I create an opportunity for them to lead and bring their innovative ideas to a segment for the rest of the staff, right? So then we're promoting them. All I'm doing is creating an opportunity to elevate them. And then I'm celebrating them along the way. And it created so much joy, so much goodwill, and so much passion, right? For people that wouldn't normally have those opportunities. And they only are missing those opportunities because they're not in the right network, right? I'm just a network node for them, right? To kind of create that channel. But once you do and you get out of the way, then they're on fire. People are like, oh my gosh, I need to include you in this program, or we're going to do global onboarding. We don't need Kimberly to do it because we have the global staff and we've heard them, we've seen them. We're now going to just turn it over, and then they're responsible for onboarding the rest of our global consultants. And bringing that heart and that mission, and then it starts to create a sense of community, and that connection. And in our workplaces, we're faced with the loneliness epidemic and the connection crisis, right? So, but if you're a leader and you're intentional about elevating and celebrating talents, and you're engaging them with curiosity, generosity, and gratitude, you start to build connection and community amongst your employees. You're silo busting because you're connecting them across departments, across geographies, and you're creating a thriving organization where people show up and they want to work They're excited. They feel seen, valued, recognized, understood, and appreciated. And then they bring that back home into their families and their communities. And it creates that element of thriving.
Oh my gosh, this is such good stuff. I could literally spend a couple of hours on this podcast because there's so much that I want to dive into even deeper. But I really want to go a little bit deeper into the global element because I know that's a big strength of yours with your background, what you've learned along the way. I personally believe it's important to find that connectedness. Whether you are in a large global organization or whether you are a solopreneur consultant, it doesn't matter in my mind. It's a mindset of seeking, right? So tell me, do you have any suggestions beyond, can I just repeat, silo busting? How cool is that term? I just love that, right? And what you've been talking about so far has been filled with these gems. But and additionally, going a little bit deeper with the global element, any suggestions for our listeners?
I like the seeking part that you brought
Yeah.
up, and I think that goes with curiosity, but it's also leaning into your own desires. Where do you personally want to grow? And where have you struggled where finding somebody with a new, fresh perspective might be able to help you? Right now that we've gone through COVID, we're sort of in this new world of everybody's familiar and able to hop on a Zoom call or a WhatsApp chat, and you have LinkedIn. So with LinkedIn, you have access to millions or billions of people, depending on, how the algorithms work for you. But if you have something that you're curious about or something that you want to learn, do you want to learn about talent development globally or talent development in Africa? Hop on LinkedIn and type in something in a chat, and you can find wonderful experts. Reach out to them and say, "Oh my goodness, I saw your post," or like their post, comment on their post, build a relationship, do a direct message, and say, "Tatalope, I love what you are doing, what you're promoting for women and social entrepreneurs in Nigeria. Can we have a conversation?" And then engage with curiosity. Can you tell me more? What are you doing? And you will end up having a beautiful conversation and building your global network. And then it depends on what area of personal discovery you're on, but the people that you meet will likely introduce you to somebody else. So this has been great. I'm so excited you opened this door for me. Who else? Like, who do you follow? Who might you recommend that I reach out to for an additional conversation? Right. And all of this is curiosity based as generosity. What can I do for you? Right. And making those connections and then thanking them, right? Gratitude and appreciation. And then you'll slowly spiral out and build your network. But I think the global piece is wonderful because everybody takes joy in meeting somebody new. Like, how did you find out about me? Like, I'm in Sri Lanka. How did you know? Or,
Right.
I've had so many beautiful conversations. I had a beautiful conversation a couple of weeks ago with two amazing consultants in Singapore. And we had
Awesome.
a hard time trying to figure out our hours, but we did. And it was just a delightful, lovely conversation. And we were able to share ideas and strategies. They opened a couple of doors for me. I opened a couple of doors for them. I explained to them about the Association for Talent Development's conference and what opportunities that might present, if they were able to attend. And they, invited me to Singapore. I was just,
Outstanding.
I love the tool slide model. Slide model is one of the tools that I love, and I mentioned it in somebody's comment recently about like consultants or tools that you use. And I said, "Oh, by the way, I love slide model. This is great." The founders of slide model liked the comment. They saw the comment,
Awesome.
and then one of them connected with me, and I saw that he was in Uruguay, and I lived in Uruguay when I was in high school. So I was like, "Oh my goodness, this is such an amazing coincidence." Hey, did you know? So we had a delightful conversation. We're going to connect hopefully in the future, and I can, see how I can help and support them because I absolutely love their tool, but it was fun. It's like, hey, if you're ever in Uruguay, come by, we'll talk, and come over to my house for an asado. And I'm like, oh, I'd love to come to your house for an asado. Man, I would love it. You know, a little provolata, chivito, maybe. I don't know. This would be fantastic. But it's just those beautiful moments, and then you create your own serendipity, especially if you're open to those global connections. And I'm happy if anybody wants to chat. If you're wondering, like, how do I do this? I'll share. I'll help you connect,
That's great. Oh, you
and
know
give
what?
you some
You listeners,
strategies.
you have to take Kimberly up on this because talking with her, as you're finding out right here, right now, is an absolute joy. And you always walk away better for it. So, this is flying by. And I do want to have you share how people can get a hold of you. You mentioned your LinkedIn. We'll make sure to put the LinkedIn link into the show notes along with your website. But is there anything else you'd like listeners to know that about how to reach you or, anything?
I think the best way to reach me is on LinkedIn, and thanks to the encouragement from you, Heather, and Elaine, and others, I'm going to be talking a lot more about networking. And if you follow me and connect, I've got some networking tools. So if you're a nauseous networker like me and you're struggling to, you can do a reconnection exercise. Think about three people that you've met in your life that bring a smile to your face, light and lift. What made that moment or that memory meaningful? Send them a note. Reach out and say, I was thinking about you. Send them an email, make a phone call, and send them a post on LinkedIn. If that person has passed away, take a moment and write a thank you letter to them. Anyways, you will feel lifted and better for it. And then you can bring that into how you build your network. Your network is not scary. It's everybody that you've ever met, and you get to choose how you network. And so I'll have some tips and strategies on it. I have a networking wheel, got things around your mindset, how do you create your networking culture, and I'm happy to share those things. But most of the easiest way is probably on LinkedIn.
Okay, so you have given us so much, and you probably have just answered the question I'm about to ask you with your whole networking is not scary. It's in you and all around you. I mean, I feel like that is a quote just waiting to get out there into the universe. I love it so much. But I am going to ask you, because I do it all the time, is what are your final parting words of wisdom? Is there anything else that you want to make sure our listeners leave with so that you can sleep tonight knowing, okay, I've given them everything?
Sure. Networks are for life, right? Your network is your life, and networks are the fabrics of our lives that fill the holes in our hearts, right? Somebody, you've met in a professional sense may fill the role of somebody that you've lost or that you didn't get to experience in your life. Maybe it becomes a best friend or somebody who's like a mother figure or father figure or something like that. But your network is everywhere. It's not going to a conference or event. It's not transactional, right? It's your childhood friend from high school. It's your friend's parents. It's the people that you've met and you've stayed in touch with through the years. And so just remember, your network is everywhere. Just think about the people that make you happy, bring you joy, who've offered you strength and support throughout your life. And build on that. So build on those relationships and continue to find people that bring you joy and inspiration to kind of move forward. But remember, your networks are there throughout your life, and you can find them personally. You can build them professionally, and then in the community. Maybe you're volunteering, you're going to pickleball. It doesn't matter. You can build your network anywhere. Go someplace where you have fun and you're excited, and you will find the people that you're meant to find.
Oh my gosh, this has been so amazing, Kimberly. And you're ending on about that community and that contribution. So I'm dying to spend another 30 minutes just talking about how that ties into the heart of humanity for the elements of adventure that I talk about. So we might have to do a follow-up to this. So for
I
now,
love that heart of
we'll just
humanity.
encourage everyone listening. If you love this show, share it with a friend, write us a testimonial. We're so appreciative for you in listening and being here. Reach out to Kimberly. She is just as amazing as you can hear through the lines right now. So definitely take her up on that. Kimberly, thank you. Thank you for being you and for everything that you do to expand your network and out into the world so that we all know how to do it better.
Oh, thank you so much, Heather. This is amazing. And I love the elements of adventure. And I think everybody needs to learn more about that and what you're doing because it is the fuel that gives us energy to thrive in life. So thank you for everything that you're doing and the work that you're putting out there, really to help people live their best life.